11D.
Yes. Agenda paper 11D is about the proposal to clarify the interrelationship of IFRS 3 with IAS 40 when classifying property as investment property or owner-occupied property. The proposed amendment clarifies that judgment is needed to determine whether the acquisition of investment property is the acquisition of a single asset or a group of assets or is a business combination within the scope of IFRS 3, and that this judgment is based on the guidance in IFRS 3. 60 respondents commented on this amendment. About 80% of them agreed with our proposals. However, some respondents think that the issue that needs to be addressed is the diversity and the application of the guidance in IFRS 3 in determining whether an acquisition of assets meets the definition of a business. Some respondents think that the proposal ignored the specific characteristic of an investment property. Some respondents don't think that the question of exercise judgment to distinguish a business combination from acquisition of assets only arises from the acquisition of an investment property. Their view is that the ISB should also amend other standards where such judgment is needed, for example, IS-16 or IS-38. As explained in paragraph 19 to 25 of the paper, we disagree with these comments. Regarding the proposed transitional provision, some respondents think that the proposed amendment should be applied retrospectively. We think that the proposed amendment should be applied prospectively to avoid the use of hindsight. However, we agree that the proposal is only a clarification, so we think that the retrospective application should be permitted if the information needed is available to the entity. Our proposed changes to the exposure draft are highlighted in Appendix B of the paper. We think that the committee should recommend to the ISB to finalize the proposed amendment to IS 40. We're asking the committee member if they agree with our recommendation.
Joanna, first call.
I support the recommendation on the retrospective prospective application issue. I am comfortable with what is there, but I don't have strong views either way.
Okay. Other comments or questions? Okay. Can we take it as written? Okay. What I propose, as I mentioned earlier, we couldn't finish all the technical topics in the time remaining this afternoon, and people call in wanting to listen to them, so I think it's our responsibility to not move anything up by a day. What I will therefore do is to ask Scott to take us to the work in process report. Michael, excuse me.
I declare there is no working process.
Then we've got some acknowledgments for our retiring members, and then we'll go to the closed session.
Okay, right. So agenda paper number 8.